And welcome back on this Monday edition of the Pat Miller Program. So glad you all are here. And I'm so glad that from Fort Wayne's Morning News, Kayla Blakeslee is here. Kayla, good afternoon.
Hi, Patrick.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you as well. Thanks for the free coffee.
Well, you know, it's free to you, but I just...
Yeah, free me. somebody's always paying somewhere. Nothing is ever free.
Yeah. And somebody says, wait a minute, you buy her coffee every time you come in and record her?
There are certain prices
that you pay just to keep the queen satisfied and just to know everything's well. No, but how are you? Good weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend.
Okay.
Had some family in town, so that was great. And I also just had the absolute best morning. And I'm dying to tell you why I had such a great morning.
The absolute best morning.
Yes. And you're going to also love this story.
Here we go.
This isn't really even what I know. We usually talk about news content and current events and things like that. But there is something I do want to get to today.
All right.
But I have to tell you this story first. So on your show, you take phone calls during
right.
the program, right?
Right.
During my show, we don't take phone calls. My show is just not equipped like that. We don't.
There's
have the
no way
clock.
You could do that in your time slots.
Right. However, my producer does have to answer the phone now and then because we have guests that call in. We
sure.
do weather hits live, you know. However, there was a phone call this morning that came in when we weren't expecting a guest or anything, and I do not know what possessed producer Josh to actually answer the phone, but he did. So he answers the phone this morning, and on the other end is Ron Gregory.
What?
Yes. So Josh is over there, and Josh is about newer to the team. He comes to us from South Bend, Indiana, so he's been with us for about 3 months now, and I can see Josh kind of furiously taking some notes, and I can hear him going, Ron Gregory, got it. And I'm over here.
Flip it out.
And I'm like, and I'm talking, trying to do my thing. And then I get off the air. We go to a commercial break. And I'm like, Josh. And he's on the phone. I'm like, is that Ron? Like Ron Gregory? And he's, you know, shushing me away because he's on the phone trying to do his thing.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Your producer was shushing you
yeah,
away?
Yeah, acting just like my husband, you know. Shush, Kayla, quit talking. So.
Not in my house.
Long story short, Josh gets off the phone and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll pass it along. Have a good one. Take care, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Josh, is that like Ron Gregory, like the Ron Gregory?
Like one of the top five names in WoWo history,
yeah.
You know.
He goes, well, he sounded like an older gentleman, said he'd been with WoWo for about 30 years. I'm like, yes, it's the Ron Gregory who just called us. And it was so awesome. Ron called in. It was, 5:30 this morning, Josh? I mean, it was pretty early. He called in just to say that he listens all the time, every morning. He said, Mac and I do a really great job. He enjoys listening. And he proceeded to tell Josh, you know, a little bit about his history being with WoWo for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And then he gave a little health update. He said, just got out of the hospital, but he's doing great, feeling good.
Awesome.
So it was like the best moment this morning. And I think I rode that high all morning long. Because he is one of the rock stars, one of the WoWo legends.
Yep.
I mean, I've met Ron a handful of times, but you hear about these guys, the Bob Sievers, the Jay Goulds, even Bob Chase.
Yep.
And
he was part of that pack.
He was part of that pack. Yep. Ron was. So for him to call in and just pass along such a nice compliment at 5:30 in the morning,
let's just say this. I know, but you keep saying 5:30 in the morning like the man made an extra effort. When you get older, and I'm now 68, so I know this, 5:30 in the morning is not that big a deal.
That's
okay?
true. You're usually texting me at like 4 a.m. telling me to have a good show.
She got excited when Ron Gregory called Josh, and she, was that Ron Gregory? When I text her in the morning, like, hey, that was a good hit you just did, and if I'm texting her at 5:30, she'll go, thanks, go back to bed.
Yeah, that is true. That is actually very true.
Yeah.
But it was a really sweet moment.
Well, that's cool.
And I love that I'm over here like barking at Josh, trying to be like, is it that Ron Gregory?
Yeah.
It was funny how it all kind of unfolded. So it made my day.
Very, very cool.
That is not at all what I was going to talk to you about today.
What were you going to talk to me about?
Well, I wanted to talk to you. It's something that your listeners hopefully know all about.
Uh-oh, I know what's coming.
The Penny Pitch and Putt Golf Outing.
Yeah, that's Wednesday at Cherry Hill Golf Club.
It's going down. It's a shotgun start at noon.
Okay.
Registration starts at 11.
Okay.
And if you've ever played in a golf outing before, I recommend you come right around there, 11:15, so you can get all your free stuff.
Right.
Plus, Gigi's Playhouse, who was a previous Penny Pitch recipient, is actually our recipient
previous,
last year.
Right.
Yeah. They have the Genesis Health Bar there as part of Gigi's. They're going to be providing us lunch.
Really?
On Wednesday. Yeah. So you're going to want to come on out.
Are they bringing some of those wraps?
Yes, I have, actually. I've had their quesadilla, also really good.
Their wraps are so good.
So they're going to be providing us lunch on Wednesday. So you just want to make sure you come on out, give yourself plenty of time to grab your lunch. You can mix and mingle, maybe meet some of the WoWo crew. You'll obviously be there as well.
Yep.
Doing your show live from 3 to 6. Tom Didier, you know, running for mayor. He's going to be there. He's going to sing our national anthem for us.
Okay, if he sings the national anthem, do I get to drop the first puck? Oh, no, that wouldn't work there, would it?
I don't think it quite works that way, Patrick. I also just found out that we're going to have the air gun that you can shoot your golf balls out of to get you closer to the green. We're going to have that there,
Shut up.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I can't swing a club right now because of my back, but I could do one shot
of
that thing.
You absolutely could. And so you're going to want to bring some extra cash with you if you want to shoot the air gun. Mike Reggs and I played in a golf outing last week for the All-American Stores with Adam Dagher.
Yeah.
And Adam had this guy out there. Like on hole 10 at Coyote Creek. And Rags is like, oh, we're definitely doing this. And so I went up to the gentleman. I go, hey, you got August 17th free? We got a golf outing. Would you like to come to ours? And it, just that quick, boom, we connected with
this fella. Did you do that, that low, sultry voice and kind of the
tilt
of the head?
Kind of, actually, because I was trying to, you know, like sweet talk him in case he already had
something.
You're
out there in your golf outfit. Hey, you.
Yeah, right? Well, it clearly worked because he's coming out to our golf
outing. Awesome,
I don't know what hole we'll have him on yet, but he will be there.
I would suggest the island hole.
So you know what? I would, but I wouldn't because you want that thing on like a par four along like, you know.
Yeah, you got to have some room.
Right, because it can really.
Yep.
Because I shot it myself. I mean, it can send some golf balls about 200-300 yards.
Does it have much kick?
It had a little bit more than I was anticipating.
Is
I will
right?
say that. I mean, I grew up shooting rifles, so it wasn't like unexpected, you know. But just, there was a little bit of kick.
So we're going to have Kayla's going to be there, and we're going to be blowing golf balls everywhere, hopefully not into the back of some of the houses that line the golf course. But we'll have that thing, and we'll shoot some golf balls out. But the main thing is the reason for our golfing event on Wednesday is Penny Pitch, and having Gigi's there, which is really cool. It's almost like they're handing the mantle to the next people that are going to be blessed.
You know what's so cool about this golf outing, too, is we've got some hole sponsors. I know the Comets have purchased a couple of holes to sponsor. Shield Exteriors, they're sponsoring this entire thing. DuPont Family Dentistry, Shepherd's House. But what's cool is that a lot of our previous Penny Pitch recipients are sponsoring holes.
That's very cool.
So I think that's really cool.
Yep.
It's this kind of like, you know, culmination of all of the recipients over the years. And that's special because this is our 75th annual. Can you believe that? Our 75th annual Penny Pitch fundraising campaign, which is staggering that WoWo has carried it this long.
Well, if you want to know how long that is, Kayla, just take a good look at me. Penny Pitch is 7 years older than I am.
Yeah, long time. Real long time, for sure. It's getting pretty old.
And they're doing it without Medicare, ladies and gentlemen.
They're doing it. Yeah. But the other really special piece to this that I want to mention, years ago, Charlie Butcher. Charlie was also a big golfer. If you listen to my program on a regular basis, you know I'm a big golfer as well.
Yep.
Charlie used to live out in Chestnut, so we'd play a lot out at Chestnut with him. But one thing we always dreamed of and talked about on the course together was someday having a golf outing for Penny Pitch. We always thought about how cool that would be. We could play on different teams, get to meet listeners that way. You know, we kind of always dreamed this up.
Yeah.
But obviously it never came to fruition. So to me, I'm just like, just so excited about it. Obviously, I love to golf. Yay, we're raising money for Penny Pitch. Of course, all really good causes. However, there's this little special piece that this is what Charlie had envisioned years ago, and we are finally making it happen for the 75th annual Penny Pitch fundraiser.
Yeah, and knowing Charlie, what will happen is as he's looking down and when he watches all this, when you go to sleep Wednesday night, you'll probably hear him in your head going, hey, that was really cool today. Next time, you might want to try this.
Yeah, he'll also be like, Kayla will be stepping up. He'll be going, four, you know, as I step up to tee off. But you mentioned the Island Green. I would encourage, you know, if you're thinking about playing and you're not sure about playing, I mean, whether you are a pro or an average Joe, this will be the golf outing for you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you've got to take your shot at the Island Green. It's a little par three, and just like it sounds, it's exactly what it is, a little green that's sitting out in the middle of, I'm going to call it a pond.
Yeah, if you're short or long, you're wet.
Yeah, exactly. So come on out, try and conquer the Island Green with us.
Yep.
I've conquered it a couple of times. I've also missed it greatly quite a few times.
For me, it was a 7-iron.
Is that what it is? Yep. A 7-iron?
Yep.
Okay, I'm out there with my pitching wedge, Pat Miller. You might need to work on your
game.
Well,
I underhit.
Oh.
See, I underhit it.
Okay.
Yeah, that way I can get more spin on it.
Is that what? Oh, okay. You did like a half swing or something?
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. I'd really like to see that. Can you still swing a golf club?
I can't. Nope, I can't.
That's so sad.
I gave my clubs away.
Oh, well, then you really... I've got some light clubs you can use.
No, one good swing and I'm back
at 0. But it's for charity, Pat. What if we gave a big monetary donation?
Okay. Dr. Micah, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? They want me to put my lower spine into the contribution box.
Set up your show there on the Island Green for like, $5,000 donation. Pat will take a swing at it.
If we put our little table on the green, like to the back edge.
You could do play-by-play.
I could do my show from there. and it's an extra point for you if you hit the talk show host.
Oh, okay. I like that. See? Or take a stroke off, you mean, if you hit the talk show host.
No, people probably take it as a very big positive.
Obviously, we're going to have a lot of fun. That's why I say whether you're a pro or an average Joe, this is the golf outing for you. You can mix and mingle.
And people need to know this. All the money is going to Penny Pitch, and it's not too late to join. It's only $100 per golfer. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Watch. I'm going to do this. This is math. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
If you have a four-member team, that means it's $400 for the team. So
that's something else that's really cool about this golf outing. A lot of times when you enjoy outings, you have to join with your foursome, so a team of four.
Yep.
What
yep.
we've done with this to try and genuinely make it open to everybody and anybody is you can join as an individual, as a twosome, as a threesome. And again, it's $100 per person. We felt like, you know, golf outings are also really expensive.
Yes, they're very expensive.
For me, I play in a lot of them, and I feel like that's a really pretty good price. Especially that it includes lunch, 18 in a cart, you know, that's a great price for a golf outing.
I remember a golf outing I did, and it was $150 per person, and that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's usually they could be anywhere these days from $150 to like $450 per person.
Yep.
It just depends on what you're playing and what you're playing for. But you said it at the end of the day, this is all for a Penny Pitch recipient. We obviously haven't announced the recipient yet, but as you and I both know, Pat, we've never had to apologize for any of our past.
Nope.
Previous Penny Pitch recipients.
We have a very careful process in place. And people need to know this.
The day
that you all find out who the Penny Pitch recipient is this year, that's the day I find out.
Yeah. I usually do know before you just because I sit on the board.
Yeah.
But we keep that very tight-lipped before we reveal that information.
Well, and Rags and I talked several weeks ago about possibly me be going on the board. And then I said, well, just how large is the board?
Well, he didn't vote this with us.
Yeah, well, I said, exactly how wide is that board? Because I don't know that I can fit on the board. You know, me and a 2x4, we don't get along well.
You know, I love this time of year, though, as we're entering the fall, we're entering the holidays.
Oh, I get pumped.
It's all about Penny Pitch. It's all about giving back to our community, Hoosiers helping Hoosiers. And that is truly my favorite part about working here is that we get to be a public servant. And to me, that's wildly important. It's why I do what I do to begin with.
Yep.
So to be able to give back and Wawa Land can join us in that effort, I'm just, yes, I get to play golf, but I'm just so excited about it all going to our recipient.
Yeah, but if you want to have a wonderful afternoon, you'll get to meet Kayla. You know, Josh will be there. I think Ian from the newsroom will be there with me. I'll be there. A lot of the ancillary people you hear on Wawa from time to time will all be out there.
And the very best part, so Michael McIntyre, the anchor that you hear in Morning Drive on my show, he's put in a team with his wife. I put in a team with my husband. Loser of those two has to buy the other team drinks after the outing. So it is on.
Yeah. And I know that you don't overly drink, but if Mac is paying for it.
Oh, then I might be ordering a different kind of cocktail.
You know, I only live about a mile from the course. And you live about a mile the other direction from the course.
Can you take me home?
So I'll take you and your husband home. Okay. I'll walk you to the door. And then you get up the next morning and you go, honey, where's my car?
Why did I do that? Exactly. Why did I do that? No, that won't be happening.
So that's this Wednesday. You can still join and come out. How did they do that? Can they do that online?
Yeah, it's really easy. Just go to wobo.com, look for the big old graphic that says Wobo Penny Pitch and Putt. You can register right there. I registered our whole team. It takes less than 3 minutes.
There you go. And it's going to be a great time.
It is. And it's so far, great weather online on tap, according to Nick Maruziak.
Yeah. And if not,
then we'll blame Nick Maruziak.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Kayla, thanks a bunch.
We'll see you there.
See how much politics we didn't cover? Okay, the only political thing going on here now is who are you going to vote for between Kayla and her husband and Mac and his wife? That's the big poll right there. So there you go. All right, we're going to be back straight ahead. Thanks so much. Glad you're with us on this Monday. This is Pat Miller on WoWo 1190 AM 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.